today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about the fault finder in the view of Islam.
وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي.
At this point, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 28th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the first of the month of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of January, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Al-Humazah from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويل لكل همزة لمزة.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal.
كلا لينبذن في الحطمة.
No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher.
وما أدراك ما الحطمة.
And what can make you know what is the crusher?
نار الله الموقدة.
It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled.
التي تطلع على الأفئدة.
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
إنها عليهم مؤصدة.
Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
في عمد ممددة.
In extended columns.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, the lowest one amongst people is he who insults people. Then it refers to the source of their hideous behavior. It often originates from the arrogance and pride caused by wealth. He likes wealth so much so that he always counts his golden coins or other things among his riches and enjoys them as if each of them is an idol for himself. And wealth is the center of everything in his personality. It is natural that such a foolish, astray person always mock the poor, believing people.
Oh.
As I told you, this is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and the topic of this episode is The Fault Finder in the View of Islam. The concept of self-accountability is nothing new in Islam. Little wonder that Martin Luther King rightly said, "The highest form of maturity is self-inquiry." Quite often when we are out there commanding good and forbidding evil in order to correct and restore, we fail to look at ourselves and end up doing the opposite of what we command or forbid. All of a sudden, everyone else's faults start to surface, and forbidding evil inevitably leads to fault-finding and undermining the character of people and sometimes destroying relationships. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The worst of people are those engaged in slandering others, those who ruin relationships between dear ones, who try to find faults with innocent people." The Prophet of Islam also admonished us, saying, "When you pursue the faults of others, you corrupt them," and warned, "Those who unduly pursue the shortcomings of others will have their own faults exposed."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about picking faults, and picking faults in others mostly. Actually, this is not a value. This is something that I can call it a vicious or wicked habit that some of us are afflicted with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not find faults in yourselves. Chapter 49, verse 11. One of the pillars of perfection of a person's soul and spirit is that he has the ability to examine his own spiritual state. Through looking at his own defects and ethical weaknesses, he looks at his own inner self through self-recognition so that he is able to cut all of the roots of the destructive traits that are within his soul and spirit that have taken shape and materialized over time. From the point of view of the scholars, the discussion of self-recognition is so important that they say the person who wishes to remove the chains of impurity from himself and wishes to save himself from the negative effects that the spiritual defects cause must not only think of these issues during certain times in his life. Rather, he must ponder over these every day during his hectic schedule. Thus, when he finds some quiet and peaceful time, he must sit down, take out a piece of paper, and write down all of the actions that he performed that day, and without being biased, must review all of his deeds. If he finds something that was done which is not commendable, then he must resolve not to repeat that act.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and this part entitled The Virtues of Veiling Others. The beloved Prophet has prohibited the action of fault-finding and mentioned the virtues of concealing the faults of others on several occasions. Prophet of Islam said, "Whosoever witnesses someone's hidden fault and conceals it, it will therefore be like the person who takes out a child, was buried alive in the grave and saves its life. In another place, it is stated, the one who conceals the matters of a Muslim, Allah Almighty will conceal his matters in this world and the hereafter. Meaning he should not reveal his concealed faults, and the condition that concealing it will not result in haram to the religion or people, otherwise he should definitely reveal it. He should have the spies amongst the non-Muslims cut and reveal the hidden matters of those who plot. He should inform the one who is being plotted against and is to be killed unjustly. Good character is one thing, affairs and politics are another.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now be with us to look at how to stop finding faults in others. Try to understand the emotional and situational context where they are coming from. We often blame others because of a fundamental attribution error. We are consistently able to justify our own actions because we know the emotional and situational context behind them. We have to be able to apply this to others and emphasize with what their emotional and situational context may be. It is easy to fall into the blame game, but to pull ourselves out of that perspective, we need to do a little work. It requires some emotional intelligence and more than a little patience to look at a person and reframe what may have been behind their failing.
The meaning of al-humaza, according to one translation, because sometimes it's a little bit difficult to get an accurate English translation for powerful Arabic words. Al-humaza means the fault finder. The one who has the habit of finding faults with others, exposing others, backbiting others. This is the title of this chapter. Now, if you look at the general state of society in Mecca at the time, you find that those aristocrats in Arabia, particularly in Mecca, they felt that if they had money and they had power, they were invincible. They can get away with whatever they wanted. They can criticize, they can denounce, they can slander, they can find fault with others, mock others. They really believed they were entitled to that. They could get away with any crime, ruining others' reputation, causing social damage. By the way, this is not only confined to that society in that era, even in our society today. People who are rich and powerful and famous, they think they can get away with anything, right? If you've got a lot of money and you're influential, you can commit a crime, violate the law, get some top lawyers, and they'll get you out of it. Isn't that the mentality in some parts of the world today? Same idea exists here. And even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals these chapters to address certain issues that existed at the time, remember that the Quran is a book of guidance for everyone throughout history. It's applicable in all times and ages. It's a lesson for all of us.
Topic was the fault finder in the view of Islam. Inshallah, on the next episode of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, we continue to search and find more about this interesting topic. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي